Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Gypsy Witch, a Paragon Society novel, by David Delaney. Narrated by Matt Godfrey. Chapter 1. The fireball exploded directly in front of my snout. The heat was intense. Not that I was worried about getting burned or even singed, but the bright flare of light was distracting. Fire created by magic is insanely bright, almost like a mini sun, so a fireball aimed at my face was super distracting. I shook my massive head in a vain attempt to clear the light flares dancing across my vision. I dropped my focus away from the fight, just for a second, but that was a second too long. A kinetic spell hit the metal barrels that I hunkered behind, shattering them and enveloping me in a blast of razor-sharp shrapnel. Ouch. My thick hide shed most of the tiny bits of flying metal, but enough of them got through to annoy the hell out of me. It was like 1,000 bees stinging all at once. I growled my displeasure. With my vision now slightly impaired, and my frustration growing at the multitude of steel bits peppering my skin, the fight was over. I just hadn't accepted it yet. But I was the Ulfeist. I was unstoppable. I refocused, trying to get my head back in the game. Another fireball hit my giant bear rump. It didn't hurt, but it did what all magic does when it encounters my weird aura. It slid around for a moment, looking for a way through the energy shield that protected me, and then it just fizzled out. I whipped my monster bear body, with a speed that my size shouldn't allow, in the direction of the attack. That was my last mistake. The pointy ends of two very nasty daggers appeared in my peripheral vision. Their lethal needle-pointed tips now hovered just millimeters away from my eyeballs. The smallest of movements would gouge my eyes from my head. Had the daggers been normal, non-magical blades, I might have taken the risk, counting on my strength, healing ability, and speed to save me. But these were Lucy's daggers, the only weapons that so far in my short existence as a shapeshifter had hurt me. I slowly shifted my field of view, taking care not to tilt my head and poke my own eyes out. Lucy lay on her back, underneath me, a wicked grin on her face and a twinkle in her dark eyes. Apparently, she had used my distracted state to power slide along the floor and skid to a stop just below my head, placing her in the perfect position to blind me, if she desired. Not fair. I chuffed.
"Don't you grunt at me, you overgrown teddy bear," Lucy said, pulling her daggers safely away from my eyes and rolling out from under me.
She shrugged out of her leather jacket, slipping her daggers back in their sheaths at the small of her back. Lucy was a stickler for making our training sessions as real as possible, so she always insisted on suiting up every time we sparred. As a battle mage, she always tried to go into a fight clad in her head-to-toe leathers. She called it her modern-day armor. Leather wouldn't stop magic, but it did wonders against some edged weapons and the nasty talons that her enemies sometimes sported. The leather pants and jacket, paired with the steel-tipped boots she wore, gave her the appearance of an outlaw biker. Well, a miniature outlaw biker, because Lucy only stood 5'4". 5'6", when you included her spiky black hair. But anybody or anything that made the mistake of judging her by her height would live to regret it. Trust me.
"That's 3-0. Orson, you are totally sucking balls," Wyatt called out, pushing up the glasses that habitually slid down his long nose and flicking back a lock of his red hair.
He was perched up near the ceiling, lounging on an exposed beam and watching our training session with amusement. I walked to where my clothes were lying in a pile and shifted back to human form. I quickly pulled on my sweats, not wanting to hear Lucy complain again about me standing around with my man bits hanging out. "I'm the size of a car when in bear form. How the heck am I supposed to stop you from sliding under me?" I whined. I didn't like losing, and that's all I'd been doing during our training sessions.
"Seriously?" Lucy asked.